And this is a very detailed monument to the Parker family. And again, they were huge benefactors to Lewisham and to this church. There's lots of them there. Sir Henry Watson Parker and George Parker, who paid for this nave that we see around us here in 1881 out of his own pocket. Sir Henry Watson Parker, who was the top man in New South Wales in Australia for quite a period of time, and very distinguished, and he was able to guide New South Wales in very, very difficult times there, politically very difficult. So he's well remembered in Australia. The Parkers lived in Lewisham House on the corner of Ladywell Road and the High Street, so right next to the church and the churchyard. An ancient house, thought to have been built in 1680, but it could have been there before. It could have just been heavily refurbished in 1680 and was refurbished by Sir John Letulier, who was one of the wealthy Huguenots who came. There were many of them came to Greenwich from Canterbury. After the revocation of the Edict of Nantes in 1680, Huguenots had to leave France in huge quantities or else they suffered terrible punishment. Many wealthy Huguenots came to Canterbury first, then to Greenwich, and then moved up to central London. But this man, Sir John Letulier, moved to Lewisham, and the house was there until 1894 when it was pulled down. But also in 1817, a large part of the beautiful garden of Lewisham House was taken over by the parish, because an extension was needed to the churchyard. So part of the churchyard was once the garden. George Parker was responsible for this nave refurbishment in 1881, which changed the whole appearance of this nave